This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem, amma ba'd. Respected viewers, we begin by praising Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider. We send countless blessings, salutations upon our leader and master Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his honorable companions, his household, and those who follow him. Indeed, a spiritual sickness which many are guilty of is the sin of pride and arrogance. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem speaks about the pride of those who had posed certain questions to the Nabi of Allah. And amongst the questions that they asked the Nabi of Allah is that, why cannot we see Allah with our naked eye? Why cannot we see Allah with the naked eye? What لَقَدْ اسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah says, what pride they had displayed. Really, respected viewers, pride is one sin, but it is Ummul Amrad. It leads to thousands of sins. It leads to thousands of sins. This is a very vast topic. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala speaks about pride and arrogance and the repercussions and the consequences of this evil trait, this evil quality. What did the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? That a proud man will never visit the sick. He will find it below his dignity to visit the sick. A proud man would never greet. He will find it below his dignity to greet someone else. And a proud man, you know, he maintains haughtiness. This is what Allah dislikes the most. The Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that in the nations gone by, there was one person, there was a young man, very arrogant in his walk. His hair was well combed. Wearing the best of garments. And Allah looked at him. Allah became so upset with him. Allah ordered the earth to split. And he continued sinking. And he will continue sinking right up to the end of time. The hadith of Asma bint Umays, بِئْسَ الْعَبْدُ عَبْدٌ تَجَبَّرَ وَعْتَدَى وَنَسِيَ الْجَبَّارَ الْأَعْلَى. Evil indeed is that servant who develops arrogance and might. And he forgets that the Almighty is Allah. He forgets that the Almighty is Allah. One Sahabi came to the Nabi of Allah and he said, I'm such an individual. I want my clothes to be neat. I want my shoes to be neat. To such an extent, I even want my shoelace to be neat. Tell me, is that pride? Nabi alayhi salam said that, no, that is not pride. Let me explain to you what is pride. Al-kibru batrul haqqi wa ghamtun nas. Pride in essence means to consider yourself superior and the next man inferior. The automatic result of which is you create a perception about yourself. You create an opinion about yourself that I am better than you. What did our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha say? What words of wisdom Allah inspired on her tongue? Somebody asked her, Mata a'alam anni muhsin. When can I consider myself to be good? She said, as long as you consider yourself to be evil, remember you are the best walking on Mother Earth. As long as you consider yourself to be the best, you are the worst walking on Mother Earth. Imam Shafi'i used to say, وَلَوْ نَتَقَ الزَّمَانِ. If only the earth could testify. The earth will speak and say, from the very inception of the creation of the universe up to this day, there hasn't been a more wicked human, there hasn't been more wicked humans walking on my back than those that are walking on my back today. We ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to grant us the tawfiq and the ability that we bring about humility. Wallahi, pride destroys the fiber of our society. Nabi alayhi salam said that the one man tawada'a lillah rafa'ahu Allah wa man takabbara wada'ahu Allah. The one who displays pride, Allah will drop him beneath the earth. And Allah, the one who displays humbleness, Allah will elevate him to the highest level. Subhanallah, in the Quran Kareem, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speaks about evil traits, evil qualities, that there will be people, ulaika kal an'am, balhum adhal, because of certain weaknesses, spiritual diseases. People will become like animals, nay, worse than animals. We ask Allah to rid our hearts of pride and arrogance. May Allah make us His humble servants. We ask Allah to bless us till we speak to you again tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.